Shavuos, Perek Hei Mishneh Dalad. Onasto upitiso as biti, Reuven is Tevei Shimon, money that he owes him from Maisa Oynes Umafata. Oynes Umafata is the parasha in Parshas Kiseitze, Parshas Mishpotim, where either Shimon was Ma'anis, Naira B'sula, the daughter of Reuven, by force, or he was Mafata, he seduced her. The Chiyuvim, there are several chiyuvim, but the basic chiyuv is 50 shekel kesef, and that's a knas, because that's an exact amount, has nothing to do with how much damage was incurred. Any momen which has to be paid, any tviyah which is a domim ketsuvim, is knas. Knas, as opposed to momen, is the subject of our Mishnah in where there's a halacha of shvur. The basis for a difference between Momen and Knas is the fact that Moide v'Knas, the halacha is potter. If somebody walks into Bezdin and he admits that he owes money for being Ma'anis so-and-so's daughter, which is Dom Ketzuvim, or a different type of Knas would be something which is above the level of Hezek that was incurred. So Reuven stole Shimon's behemoth, so he owes him for the behemoth that was stolen. The keren is momen. The kefil, or the dal v'heif, then he shechted the behemoth, is chayiv 4 or 5 times the value of the behemoth. That is a knas. In that context, the Mishnah says a very important chiluk l'gabi what we're discussing l'gabi shvus apikod. Where the tviya of Reuven to Shimon was onastu pitisa es biti, v'hu aimer, Shimon answers back, Lo yanasti v'lo yipitisi, mashbiach rani, Reuven's mashbihim, v'omer omein chayiv. So this is your regular case of Shavuos HaPikodon. Here the Mishnah says, at the Tanakhama holds that the tviyah, this type of tviyah with the shvur, is mechayiv v'korban shvur. Reb Shimon poiter, she'enim mishalim knas al piatzmoy. Reb Shimon says that if it's knas, the halacha is moide b'knas, if a person walks in the bez and he admits it, he's chayv the keren, like we said, he's not chayv the knas. Knas, a person cannot be mechayv. We even paskin that if he'd be moida, it's not only that he can't be mechayv himself. Once he's moida, even edim after that, moida be knas v'achakach bo edim is also potter. That being said, the basic premise of a shvur is that when Reuven's tevei Shimon, Shimon should own up and say that he's chayv, and that's how he becomes mechayv. Instead, Shimon takes the high road. Shimon says, I don't owe you money. Not only that, but Shimon makes a shvur to back up his claim. So the shvur is adding insult to injury. So like we said, shvur's apikodin is a combination of a gezel with then the shvur to back it up. And there's the gezel, the keren v'chaymish, together with the hasham gzelois on the shvur. However, by knas, by definition, whatever Shimon says, either he says he does owe, or he doesn't say, or he says he doesn't owe, is meaningless. There's no validity, or there's no power to his hoidah. And faket, if he's moida, then edim can be mechayev. The only way to become mechayev, mechayev in knas, is when Reuven comes to Bezin, and there are edim that back up his claim. The edim are mechayev, but nothing, absolutely nothing to do with Shimon, the nitvaz, either his rebuttal or his admission of guilt. So because of that, Reb Shimon is saying a vort that's not shaykh to the parasha of Korban Shvur, because it's not shaykh to the kvira on the tvir. This is Reb Shimon's taina. Now, there's one very important point to make over here. This that we say, that any dom ktsuvim, or something that's above what a person damaged and he still owes money, is a knas, is only true up until Edim come to Bezdin, and there's a Hamad B'Din. A lot of hesbet to that. Knas is something which is not inherent, that a person, as soon as he does whichever act he's chayef for, is chayef. For instance, Reuven picks up a rock and throws it through Shimon's window. He owes him for the amount of money that a window costs, not because Bezdin is mechayef. Bezdin, maybe being mechayef, will force him to pay. But that some chiv is there as soon as he throws the rock. It's cause and effect. Stealing, buying something, borrowing money, all chiv and moment are there, are cause and effect. Knas is the pshat that when a person does a certain maisa, Bezdin has a koyach to create and punish him. The Torah says that there's a din to paskin on him that is chayv a knas. That's not an inherent cause and effect of the ma'isa. That's a knas, which is like a slap on the wrist for doing something wrong. It's imposed by Bezdin. The way for Bezdin to paskin is when Edim come. Edim say this was the ma'isa. Bezdin takes that ma'isa and they turn that into a chiyuv moment. They paskin on him that he's chayiv, and therefore after it becomes a chiyuv moment. As soon as Bezdin paskins on him that he's chayiv knas, so now he owes the $100. We'll give an example. There's aloch we learned in Ksubis, then Edon the Moirish knas lebonov, which means Reuven has that his shor was stolen by Shimon, and Shimon is chayiv. Where there are Edim that Shimon Taka stole, and he'd be chayiv kefil, but the Edim didn't come before Reuven died. The Tevea now on Reuven's cow that was stolen are the children of Reuven. The Knas is only shayich between the victim and between the Ganav. Another Meirish Knas Labanov. Reuven can only be Meirish Labanov when he dies. An existing tvius moment that he has, a mamani gabok. Knas is a judgment call that Bezdin paskins on Shimon. There's chayiv to the nigzal. The sons of Reuven are not the nigzal. They're the children who are yerush. The moment is the gedin of the nigzal. Therefore, if Edim had not come and Reuven died, and on Moish Knas Labanov, now there's no tvius. Once the Edim come, the Bezdin already paskin. Now once Bezdin paskin, there's an existing chiyuv moment between Shimon and Reuven. Reuven dies, that goes over to the children. The din over here that Reb Shimon patters by Knas is even in a case where it's already a moment, even where Edim came. This comes from a braisa, it's all suyin k'subas daf mem beis, where this din of Reb Shimon is even if Bezdin already said plenty at the chayiv on the Knas. In this case, on Einus Mufatach Hamishim Kesef. And now the Shaila is coming from the different Bezdin. Reuven's Tevea Shimon in front of another Bezdin. He says, I was Tevea in that Bezdin. Bezdin already passed the Yechayiv. Now I want you to pay up. And Shimon says, I don't know what you're talking about. I never met you. There was no case. There was no Bezdin. Reuven's Tevea is actually Momen. Afil Hochi is Potter. Why? Because B'sherish Adover, it's Knas. Doesn't have a din of the regular dine momnes that have shvuos apikodin. Now, look at the next taina. The next line in the Mishnah will not sound like what we just said. Omru loy, Chacham say back to Reb Shimon, you're right that knas doesn't have a din to make a korban shvuah, af al pi sheinu misham knas al pi atzmai, and that you're right. Ob mishalim boishes u'pagam al pi atzmai. The Einisu Mefata, when we learn the third peg Ksubis, does not only have the Knas, which is Dom Ktsuvim of Chamishim Shekel Kesef. There's also Boishes Upagam, which is the belittlement and the devaluation of this Naira Psula Yidei, the Maisa Be'ilah, of the Einisu Mefata, and that goes in the Boishes Upagam. That Boishes Upagam is a chelik of what the Ma'anis and the Mefata owes to the father. There's Teshlume Tsar, which is only if he was Ma'aneser. There's Teshlume Boishis on the devaluation. Pigam is on the fact that she's worth less money. These Teshlume Kesef of Boishis Vigam are Momen, not Knas. So why when you say Onastu Betises Biti, is Shimon considered not having a Chiv Korban Shvua? Because the Tviya, I'm sorry, Shavuos HaPikodin, because the Tvi is a Tvi's Knas, not a Tvi's Moment. The Tvi of Boishes V'Gam is certainly a Tvi's Moment. Now, what it sounds like from this line is that the Rabbanon are saying the reason why we argued on you by Anas to Betisa is not because we disagree with the Svara that Knas doesn't have a din of Shavuos HaPikodin. It's not true, because it's only because in that case it's Moment. Sounds like if it would be pure knas, they would agree. Now, the problem is that Reb Shimon himself is not talking about pure knas, because we just said from the Braisa that Reb Shimon holds that there's a patur on the Shavuos HaKesef, that anything b'sheirish is knas. Is also potter, even though now at this point, after the Hamad Bedin, after Bezdin already paskin, it's taka moment. So what you have to say is that everybody holds, this is the way the Gemara explains it in Ksubas Daf Mem Beis, where the Rishon Mamazbir, is that everybody holds that, of the Etzim principle, that Tvias Knas does not have a din of Shvuas Apikodoy. Where's the Shaila? The Shaila is how to look at the Tvia of Anas to Betisa. Since it includes Dom Ktsuvim, which is a Knas, and it also includes parts, which are Momen, Baishes of Gam, the Shaila is how to see the Tvia. Do we see the Tvia that the Ikir Tvia, the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, we see in this Tvia, which is Murkav, of Knas and Momen, we see the Ikir Tvia as Knas. So Mela, we look at it Bimahus as being a Tvia as Knas, because of Moedim Knas's potter does not have a din to be mechayev a carbon shvus apikodin. Mashenkin, according to the Chachamim, when we hear Anasa B'tisa's biti, what we hear in principle is we hear the momen, we hear the momen being a more solid tvir because it's inherent, more than a knas which is imposed by the Bezdin. So Be'etzim, when he's saying Anasa B'tisa, he is being tevei the Baish of Gam, the Oynis, and the Mefata, the Knas, the Dom of Ketuvim, is only Agav. Because of that, the Rabbanon hold that that over here it's Moments. So you'll be Mechayiv. The Tvia Be'etzim is Moments. So over here there'll be a Chiv of Korban Shvuas Apikod. Agav, the fact that Baishis of Gam is a Moment, not a Knas, is a Chiddish. There's a whole Sugya that discusses this in Bavakama Daf Pei Dalid, where it's not Poshut, because the Halacha is that there are chilukim between Eretz Yisrael and Bava, what the Bezdin allows itself to paskin. We saw Masach Sanhedrin and other places. And one of the chilukim is the Bezdin and Bava allows itself to paskin momen and not knas. Boishes ufgam, they don't paskin. It sounds like it's knas. So the way the Rishon Mamazbir is that it's momen, but it's bedoimit to knas. Okay, then it's a hezber. It's a momen which is sort of a punitive measure. It's slapped on the person for wrongdoing. So it's like knas, so that the Bezdin and Bavel, even though in the principle, Shaboy, it's Momen, they won't go after that tvia. Mishnah Hey, Gonafto es Shoyri, Vuoyma loy Gonafti. We have a Shaklatai over here. Reuven is Tevei Hashem. He says, you stole my Shoyri. Loy Gonafti. Mashbiachani, Reuven is Tevei. He says, I'm being Mashbiyu. Vaoma Omen, Chayv. And then he admits, Avada is Chayv a Karbon Shvuah. The Gneva itself, the tvia is Keren. So on that is a carbon shvur. Gonafti, if he admits that he was goinev. So there's no shakla v'tario on the gnevi. He admits the keren. Aval loy tovachti v'loy mocharti. He doesn't admit to the knas of dal v'hei. Now there's an interesting knetch over here, because l'chayr, when he's moider that he was a goinev, l'chayr he's a moider b'knas on the kefil. Once he's not going to be chayv on kefil because a moedib knas is potter, and we paskin even a moedib knas v'achach bo edim is potter, then l'chor it's impossible to become chayv on tvichim mechirim. When you learn perik meruba, the seventh perik in Bava Kama, it's mavur over there that the din of the chiyuv knas, of dal v'hed, of tvichim mechirim, can't be gneva with another two or three for the tvichim mechirim. It has to be gneva with kefil, and then another two or three, they'll make the dal vehei. B'loshna Mishnah, b'loshna rather the Gemara, dal vehei amar achmono v'loy gimeloy dalid. So l'cher, once he's not going to be chayv on the kefil, anyways, the tvichu mechira is a moot point. That has to be seen in the context of the sugis over the Amiruba. But the point the Mishnah is trying to make is that because over here there's a shakl v'tarya and there's going to be a shvu only on the tvichu mechira, it's a shakl v'tarya only on knas. In the middle, there's no chiyuv, carbon shvua. So he says, gonafti, aval loy tevachti v'loy mecharti, mashbiacho ani v'oma ome, v'aloch es poter. Another case. Heim is shorcho eshoiri. Reuven is tevei Shimon, not on damages that he did, is tevei him on momen amazik. Your shor damaged my shor. Now when a shor is negeach, not derech achilosoi or derech halichosoi, but he does something violent, that's called a shor nogach. The halacha is that the first three times, the way we pask in the first three times, is a shor tam. A shor tam is not paying the full value. He's paying only chatzin nezik, and he's only paying it migufay. So the claim over here is hemis shorcha shayri v'omer loy hemis. He says that it didn't. Mashbiachani v'omer omen chayiv. Why is he chayiv? So the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Bava Kamma, it's also brought in other places, has a discussion as chatzin nezek of shor tam considered a knas because it's not the value of the chiyuv. Obviously, it's a knas. Machlokes of popper v'funa bredi v'shu if it's knas kipshutoi or no. Avada is momoin, but there's a hanocha. The Torah had rachmonis on him. It's chatzi nezek. It's not a set amount. It's the nezek, but slashed in half, and it's also migufay. He doesn't have to pay out of pocket. He only has to pay for migufa shor. If you hold the chatzi nezek knoso, so then you'll have to say this mission is talking about shor muid. And the fourth time already, he's chayiv nezek sholim in aliyah. It's a regular chiyuv tishlum. If you hold the chatzin nezek is momin, so then you can say that over here is going on hein shor tam and hein shor muid. And the point of the mission over here is really only la fuke. This is momin, the next case. The next case is not momin. Heim is shor chos avdi, your shor killed my eved. It's mufurish in the Torah and Pashas Mishpatim that when a shor kill somebody, he's a ritzeach, so we give the shor skila. If the shor kills an eved, also the shor is a shor niskal. What we're talking about over here is that what happens if the shor escaped and he killed again, the fourth time, once the shor is a shor in huad, so then the bailam is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. How do you let your shor go on killing sprees? So the bailam is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. His only recourse to save himself is by paying koifer, and there's a shayla whether kufra kapora kufra mamoino. There's another shayla which l'chayr one is telling the other whether the koifer that the bailim of the shor has to pay, obviously to the yorshim of the victim, is the value of the victim, because that's who he killed, or he has to pay his own value because koifer is a kapora. But we're discussing for a moment where the fourth round, where the shor was already a muid, L'ritzicha, the shor killed, Reuven's shor killed Shimon's Eved. In that case, there's no kufra kapara, but there is a knas, that's the koifer, so to speak, over there, that's levied, is shloshim shekel. It's a dom of ktsuvim, so that means it's a knas. So the Mishnah uses that example, as opposed to heim shorcha shori, which is momen, the way we describe, shorcha is avdi is knas, they go back and forth. So that is potter, because the tvi is knas. Reuven over here is tevea, Shimon, you punched me in the nose, you broke my nose, and you made a chaburu. It never happened. Why? Because the chavola, which includes five things, nezek, tzar, ripu, sheves, boishes, certainly has some element which is momin. Sheves and ripui are certainly momin. Boishes and tzar are definitely knas, because they're not real values. Nezek, the pashtus of the sugis in Bava Kamma, is that it's the value of the person. It's momin, it's not knas. There is, however, shita mechudesh to the Rambam, that nezek as well is knas. But there's certainly something here which is momin, and because of that, the tvi is a tvi is momin. Therefore, he's chayiv. Omaloi avdoi hipalto shini visimisa seine. Here we're talking about a different type of chavola. His eved is tevei him in bezin. He's talking about an eved kanani. His eved kanani has a din in Parshas Mishpatim that is yoitze b'shein v'ayin. If Reuven punches out any of the Rosh Evorim that he is chayvel and it has to be amputated, or even if he's gives him a punch and he's mapple shinoi, or he blinds him in the eye, he's yoitze, what's called in the Torah, is yoitze b'shein v'ayin. So the eved was tevei him that he wants his freedom. An eved can be tevei, as rights. So the eved kanani is tevei him. On that's called a knas. The Gemara Bava Kamma and Meruba also relates that when there was a hoido of the Baal Ho'evet in Bezdin that he was mapul shein shal avdoi, the aloch is also over there that he's a moide b'knas. Zeh klal, the sum total of everything we just said in the Mishnah is kolam shalom apiatzmoi chayiv, v'she'enim v'shalom ha'piyatzmi potter. V'shalom ha'piyatzmi clearly refers to moment. She'enim v'shalom ha'piyatzmi, because moed v'knas is potter. Over there, the halach is l'gavi this halach of shvuas or edus, of shvuas pikodon, as well, the halach is that he's potter.